Reading and math specialists in a school can help teachers and students alike, and those types of specialists are often paid with Title I funds. A percentage of the grant is taken by the state to help cover their pensions. But that percentage has skyrocketed over the past decade and now is being used to reduce teacher pension debt. Reporter Karina Curry spent months investigating how this happened.
The teachers didn't decide to take the money from Title I and put it towards the pension system. That is something that lawmakers decided.
And now only lawmakers can reduce the amount they take from the federal grant to cover pension obligations. And it appears to be legal. Curry spoke with a Department of Education official who said the amount taken out for pensions just needs to be reasonable and follow their rules.
They said that they needed more information about what's going on in Illinois before they could say if it's something that they're going to look into or not. So hopefully maybe they're looking into it now.
There may not be a lot of traction when it comes to getting lawmakers to make sure more of the Title I money goes directly to schools, not old debt. It doesn't affect the school districts with the most lobbying power. Chicago Public Schools have their own pension system, and wealthy suburban districts receive very little from the program anyway. I'm Susan Stevens.